This is My Daddy Station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM, eager.
101.1 FM is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust as a non-profit community service.
This is the Voice of Freedom. To the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Listening to the Hour of the Time, I'm William Cooper. Ladies and gentlemen, I owe you all an apology, and I hereby tender that apology. David Rothman, our guest yesterday, turned out to be one of those poor, unfortunate souls that, in my opinion, is just not all there. This is not the first time this has happened, but it's very, very hard to fool me, ladies and gentlemen, and so you very seldom hear this kind of thing on the Hour of the Time. Things that are common on other radio broadcasts are not common here. He will not be on the broadcast again. David had outlined some statistical facts linking the Kennedy, King, and Monroe assassinations to each other. He had assured me that he had sources and documentation for everything, and I found it very intriguing to say the least. We talked for about an hour, and he did not in any manner even give a hint that he was not playing with a full deck. We talked again on Saturday and again on Sunday, quite extensively long conversations, and at neither time did he ever seem at all unbalanced. The statistics, figures, and facts that he gave me all checked out. But during the broadcast yesterday, he came out with a whole plethora of things that he had never revealed in our discussions pre-broadcast. He said things that cast doubt upon his mental stability. I, folks, was completely taken by surprise. But not knowing where it would lead, or if it was true or false, and knowing that some similar incidents have happened to me and to many others involved in exposing the corruption and treason in America, I was very kind to David Rothman. I did not cut him off like I usually would have done, and as most of you have known me to do when something like this occurs on many, many past occasions. I spoke to David later, and he became very unbalanced, I guess is the word for it. Among other things, he claims that Stephen King got the titles and plots for his novels from FBI surveillance reports of information taken from David Rothman's computer. That's just the tip of the iceberg. I won't even go into the rest of what he said. A close examination of his website, http://www.allny.com/crime, will give you an idea of what I'm talking about. Now, don't get me wrong. David has a lot of good information, but mixed up in that information is a lot of confusion and mental what? I don't know what to call it. I do not in any manner intend this statement to demean or disparage David Rothman. Quite the contrary, ladies and gentlemen, I wish him only the best and sincerely pray that he seeks out and obtains the care that he so obviously needs. I apologize again to the listening audience for my failure to spot David's problem before having him as a guest on the Hour of the Time. This broadcast is known for its high standards of documenting, sourcing, and giving only the very best and the very truest of information. This statement is made in the continuing effort, ladies and gentlemen, to maintain the integrity and validity of this broadcast. Very few other programs would ever make such a statement or even attempt to maintain such integrity and validity. As you all know, I am committed to bring you information that is documented, sourced, and of the utmost importance to the listening audience. When I am wrong, I will always admit that fact and give you the correct information as soon as my error becomes known to me, and I have done that on many occasions in the past, unlike many others. I urge any member of the listening audience to send me sourced and documented proof of any error that you may hear on the Hour of the Time. I will investigate immediately, and if you are right and I am wrong, I will make a correction on the air and give you full credit for holding me to the hard line of factual reporting. And by the same token, I will always tell you if I believe a guest on this broadcast is misleading you in any manner whatsoever. I have continually admonished my listening audience to listen to everyone, read everything, but believe absolutely nothing unless you can prove it in your own research. And I'm talking about me, your mother, your preacher, your priest, your minister, your father, your college professor, your teacher, your friend next door, your wife, your husband. I don't care. This is the age of deception, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't practice that, you will be fooled. I'm right on top of things, and I have access to information that none of you will ever see in your entire life. And if I can be fooled, ladies and gentlemen, you can be doubly fooled. And believe me, I have been fooled and probably will be fooled again sometime in the future. Remember, a nation, a world of people, that will not use their intelligence are no better than animals who do not have intelligence, and thus are beasts of burden and stakes on the table for those who do. Think about that. Now for our Area 51 trip, ladies and gentlemen, we can only accept 21 people for this event. It's going to be over the Labor Day weekend. We already have 9 paid reserved slots. 9 people have already paid. Their place is secure. So we still have room for 12 more people. Remember, it's $250 each for members, $300 each for non-members, $400 for a 2-member family which has a family membership, and $500 for a family with 3 or more members who have a family membership. Now, if you don't know what that is, then you don't have it, so don't even bother to call and ask. Transportation to and from Rachel, Nevada is not provided. You must provide that yourself. Get your money in now if you wish to attend, folks. Paid reservations have already been accepted for 9 people. You can call Connie at 520-333-4578 for information or to ensure a reservation. Make check or money order payable to Harvest Trust and send it to Harvest Trust, Post Office Box 2470, Pine Top, Arizona, 85935. That's 520-333-4578 for more information, Or if you want to ensure a reservation, make your check or money order payable to Harvest Trust and send it immediately to Harvest Trust, P.O. Box 2470, Pine Top, Arizona, 85935. Remember, we can only take 21 people, and 9 of those slots have been paid for and reserved. Conference 97, Day 4, 9 a.m., William Cooper.
Good morning. Well, that's better than yesterday, but it's still not good enough. Good morning. Hey, that's a lot better. You know why? We got some fallout this morning because a lot of people stayed up real late around the campfire, and you were louder than the whole contingent yesterday. Which means we got the enthusiastic crowd in here this morning. For those of you who don't get up early, there was a herd of 10 elk marched right through the field out here, right in front of the barn, went across, and bedded down out here in the forest. So, about 5:30 a.m.
The dog knew it, huh?
Dog knows everything. It appears that I've got an escape dog. He attacks and then he escapes. It's weird. He escaped from the kennel. You all saw how high that kennel is? That dog jumped over the top. So then they put a roof on the kennel. And we tied up the door so he couldn't unlock the door and get out, and he got out. He did not dig a hole. We can't figure out how he got out of there. So he must be magic or something. And then day before yesterday, we kept him in the cabin so he wouldn't be escaping. And he took the screen off the window. He didn't tear the screen. He took the screen out of the window. And got it. So that's Crusher.
If he wants to get somebody, he'll get them.
He sure will. Now, everybody, write this down. I'll give you some info here. If you were a member of CAGIO, the Intelligence Service, and now will be a member of the Independent News Service, you want to get on the list on the internet. We have a list on the internet. How many of you have computers or access to a computer? Okay, you want to get on our list. It's the only source of real, documented, and sourced information without rumor and BS and flaming and all of that kind of stuff on the whole internet. And it's just a constant input of information from our people all the time. If you want to stay informed, this is the only place to be. Okay?
Do we have to read it? If we're on
CAGI,
do we have to do it again?
No. I'm not talking about the CAGI list, the old one that was open to the public.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the closed list for members only.
Yeah.
If you're a member, you can be on this list. If you're not a member, you can't be until you become a member.
Okay?
Okay? Everybody here, by virtue of their attendance at this conference, is a member of the Independent Press Club. You can be on the list, okay? Now, all you need to do, write down my internet email address. Write this down right now. Harvest, H-A-R-V as in Victor, E-S-T, at, that's that little A with the circle around it, W-H-I-T-E, and this part's a little tricky. A lot of people get it wrong. I don't know why. WHITEMTNS.com. That's my email address. Harvest@whitemountains.com. White Mountains is WHITEMTNS.com. Now, let me tell you all something. I get hundreds of private email messages a day. When I get back, I'm going to be going through thousands of email messages to clear out what I didn't clear, what I didn't take care of while I was at this conference. So please don't send me a message that says, hi, how you doing? Because I'm going to send you a message back you ain't going to like. Okay? I don't have time for that. If you've got something that's important, send it to me. If you need some information from me that's important, send it to me. Okay? If there's some reason that you really need to communicate with me, do it through that email address. If it's just chit-chat, folks, I don't have time for chit-chat. I love you all, and it would be wonderful, but I am overloaded with email messages. I don't have the time, and I will not think kindly of people who are just want to chit-chat, okay? So please, remember that. If you want to be a subscriber to the list, and that's what I was just talking about a while ago, it's just a constant stream of information from all of our people. And I'm going to tell you the rules of the list so that you'll know what applies and what doesn't, because I am strict on this list. You see, the whole internet is just full of bullshit all over the place. People posting rumors and don't like something that somebody said in their message, so they just go crazy and just flame that person out and all kinds of other stuff. And that doesn't go on this list. This is not a conversation list. It is an information list. If you want to be a member of the list, send me a message at harvest@whitemountains.com telling me who you are. Okay? Tell me who you are so I know. If you were at this conference, tell me that you were at the conference and tell me something that might validate that, just in case I forget who you are, okay? The chances of that are pretty slim, but I might, because I'm very busy. And so tell me something about the conference so I'll know that you were actually here. Put your email address in there somewhere and make it clear that that's your email address, and I will subscribe you to the list. After that, you will automatically get the list messages. They will come to you as your email address. And you're going to be flooded with information you never dreamed existed. Okay? Who's on the list in here already? Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that true, Gene?
Yes.
Is that true?
It's been kind of slim the last few days.
I haven't been there. And Michelle hasn't been there. Some of the biggest contributors are right here. Okay. Now, once you're on the list, here's the rules. No chit-chat. It's not a chit-chat list. You don't send a message to Patricia saying, gee, Pat, the conference was great, you know? What time did you get home? Not on this list. This is not a chit-chat list. It's not a conversation list. It's not a criticize list. It is a list where when you collect information, and you can document it and source it. For instance, if an article appears in your local paper that you think is significant and we all should know about, post that article exactly as it was written. Don't paraphrase. Don't put it in your own words. It must be exactly as it was written and published in the newspaper. Post it to the list. Make sure you cite the source. The Daily Wokmonth. October 23rd, 1942, page 6. Everything must be documented and sourced. If you hear a rumor, don't you dare put it on my list. Don't you dare. I don't want to hear any rumors. If you hear a rumor and you want to track it down and verify whether it's true or false, if you find out that it's true and you can document it and source that, put it on the list. Until then, I don't care what Mark Kornke says on his show. I don't care what the latest rumor is going through the Republic of Texas. Idiots. I don't care what just came across your fax machine from the Patriot Fax Network or anywhere else. The only thing that goes on this list is documented and sourced information. Okay? That's the only thing, nothing else. The only one allowed to make comments on the list is me. And the only comments that I ever make is about the validity or non-validity of some things that are posted. And to put out things to the members that they need to know about our organization or what we're doing. Nobody else is allowed to comment on the list. If somebody posts something and you don't like it, I don't care. I don't care. I don't want to see a message on my list. I don't like that. Or I don't agree with that. See, that's not what it's about. It's about information. That's what we're all about. It's about the exchange of information. It's about documenting and sourcing so that our information is valid and nobody can find fault with what we're doing. None of our people are allowed to pass rumors. If you've been getting rumors from your friends or from the Patriot Facts Network or from any network or any rumor mill or whatever, if you're passing them along, stop right now, because the minute I find out that you're doing it, I'm going to sever your memory. Okay? We're about truth. We're on a quest for the truth. We want truth. Truth can only be found if you document and source your information and discard everything else. Don't even pay any attention to it. And don't call me and say, I heard a rumor going around, blah, 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 blah. What do you think of it? What do I think of it? You should worry more about what I think of you when you call me with some kind of message like that. Because automatically I think I'm talking to an idiot. That's the first thing that comes in my mind. Here's a rumor monger. And in my estimation, rumor mongers are idiots. 99% of people spend 99% of their time playing with invalid information, disinformation, misinformation, lies, rumors, and bullshit. We don't do that. And that's why we're so effective. And that's why President Clinton calls me the most dangerous radio host in America. Because when I put something out over the air, it hits the target. You notice he didn't say that about Cornkey. He didn't say that about Rush Limbaugh. He didn't say that about G. Gordon Liddy. He didn't say that about any of these other people. He said it about me. Because I shoot truth. And when you shoot truth, you can kill the enemy. You shoot rumors, you discredit yourself, and the enemy kills you. Okay? I'm about not getting killed. Does everybody understand the rules of the list? Okay, you're welcome to be on the list as long as you follow those rules. Deviate from those rules, I'll give you a warning. After that, bam, one day you'll just find that you get no more messages from the list if you violate those rules. You will just come and pull up your email and there won't be anything from the list in your email box ever again. Because I am strict on it. Are there any questions about the list? Yes, Steve.
How do you contact somebody? You see, we don't know all the members on the list. That's number one. And you almost kind of need a calling list to contact another member and say, hey, call me offline or something like that. You can't do it on your list legally. How do we do it?
Simple. You send them a private email message. If you watch the list, you'll see everything that's posted by everybody. And if you just write down their email address, every time you see a new email address, within a couple of weeks, you're going to have a list of all the members on the list. I cannot open up the list membership because somebody who doesn't belong to the list can send a message to majordomo at majordomo.pobox.com and say, who, Kazi, and get a list of all of our members. And I don't want the BATF to have a list of all of our members. So I'm protecting you by not letting you do it either. And since it's a private list, they can't see the messages that you can see, and they can't write down the list members like you can. So it requires a little bit of work, but you can find out who's on the list. And then if you want to communicate with him, don't do it on the list. You send them a private email message to their private email mailbox. That's how you do it. Yes, sir.
You used to have the tacky list at the return address.
Yeah, that's back to the trouble. Whoever sent you the list, whoever sent the message is now in the return address.
Yeah.
And most email packages, you just hit reply, and it automatically puts that person.
Yeah. Sent the message back. Okay.
So I made it so to send the message to the list, you have to actually insert the list address in the two line. Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask a question. If we're a new member and we wanted to participate and we don't have access to the computer in the near future, if we wanted to send in information or clipping,
send it the mail.
The regular mail,
yeah.
Not too time consuming or anything.
Just send it the mail. Yeah. You can ask Connie how much mail we get and how much filing she does and how many news clippings and stuff we get from all over the world. And you're going to see her eyes roll back and you're going to hear a big sigh. We process information. We're about information. That's all we're about is information. Information. And don't ever call me and ask me if I would like to have this report or this newspaper clipping. The answer is always going to be, if you have information, send it. Don't call me and ask me if I want it. That's our business, information. We want every piece of documented and sourced information we can find that applies to the important issues of the day. I don't want you to send me a newspaper clipping about the Boy Scout meeting on Tuesday in Podunk, Michigan, because that doesn't apply to anything. That will get weeded out in the filing process and go in file 13. But it wastes somebody's time in the process of doing that. Any questions about that? Yes, sir.
And the rules on cross-posting?
Yes. Anything that appears on our list may not be cross-posted to any other list, period. And believe me, if you do it, it always comes back to me, doesn't it?
John took me 3 hours to break that down.
It always comes back to me. So anything that appears on the list, if you're a subscriber to the list and goes to your private email mailbox, if you take that message and post it on any other list, within 3 days, I'm going to know about it, and you're going to get a nasty message from me as a warning. Second time, you're going to find no more messages from our list in your mailbox. That's the way that works. This list is for us, period. The information on this list is the product of our work. It's for us only. It's for our publication. It's for the radio show. It's for your research. It's for your use in your local area to help educate your people. It is not for anybody else, period. And there's good reason for that. This list used to be open to the public because I thought American citizens that were, you know, were intelligent. And I gotta tell you, these people do things with this information that is criminal. And somebody will post something that's documented and sourced, and all of a sudden they got flaming messages from six different people who didn't like it. So, let me tell you something about the American public. I started out believing that they were intelligent and smart, best educated people in the world. And all you had to do was wake them up and boy, we could just fix things real quick. It's not true. It's one of the biggest disappointments I've ever had in my life. It hurt me terribly. It just is not true. And I don't care whose feelings it hurts. This is the truth. When the Illuminati refers to them as cattle, 99% of the time they're absolutely right on the mark. I prefer to call them sheeple. But it's not a derogatory term. It's a term that marks their ignorance, and because of their ignorance, their stupidity. Okay? And somehow we've got to change that. And I've learned if you deal with documented and sourced information and make that available, over long periods of time, large numbers of people wake up. But it takes a long period of time, it takes tremendous effort, it takes a lot of work, and you must only furnish them with documented and sourced information. If you don't, and you tell them, don't believe me, don't believe anybody else, go out, check it out for yourself, and they do, and find out you're full of crap, that's the last time they're ever going to listen to you. Unless they're masochists, like some of the people who like to deal in rumors and adrenaline rushes about every alert they're coming after her. You know? And there are some people like that out there. We're not interested in that. We're going to document, source information, wake people up, challenge them. If you don't believe this, you go check it out for yourself. Here's the source. Here's the documentation. Here's where you can find it. If you find out that we're wrong, come back and tell us so that we can correct this. Make sure you include that. And if they do, make sure you correct it. It's important. Diana? He is a member by virtue of the fact that he was a member, yeah.
And they quote things inside that material.
You're not responsible for that. You sent the article, or the quote, or the excerpt from a book. Are the research that you did footnoted where you found all of this stuff? Okay? If one of the sites that you source and document says something in there that's wrong, you didn't say it. You said, this is what I have, this is where I found it, and this is who said it, and this is where you can get it. Okay? That's what's important. If you know that something in there is false, you should state it. I checked out this, 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 and this, this, and this date and found this statement to be false. Because.
Okay.
If you don't know it, you don't have to say anything. Somebody on the list is going to research it if it's important. And they'll come back and say, I researched such and such and such and such a day, and I found this, 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 and this. And they'll document their sources. And that's the way it works. Yes, sir?
Did you find a quite a long article that you just send through or portions of
it? You can serialize it. You can send part one, part two, part three, part four. That happens frequently on this list. Because some of the things that are posted are quite lengthy. Some of it's original research. Some of it is reports from government. Some of it is sections of the... of the congressional record, some of it is newspaper articles, and sometimes they're quite lengthy, and you just break them up. Or you send it as a file attached to the message. Now, here's one thing I don't want. This happens every once in a while. We get a new member, and they're an internet browser. So they go to some URL on the internet, and they see a whole bunch of stuff there, and they're lazy. They think it's applicable and it should be posted to the list, but instead of posting it to the list and citing their source and documenting it, what they'll do is they'll send a message to the list, go see URL, and then they'll give this long internet address. No, 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 no. We're not internet surfers. And we're not interested in following your trail. Okay? If you find something that you think should be posted to the list, post it to the list. And cite your source. Don't send us a message saying, go to this internet address. There's some cool stuff there, man.
Amen.
You're going to get a message from me saying, mm-mm, no, no. We're not following your trail. I'm not a tracker. I'm not interested in your footsteps. If you have something to contribute, contribute. Otherwise, be silent, please. Yes.
I have seen a few cases where that could be of value, and it would be the cases that I've found out where someone collected a...
There's only one way it can be of value.
A book of research resources.
That's exactly the only time that it's applicable.
Right.
Yes, but that's the only time it's happened. I didn't send a message saying, go to this URL, it's cool. Or this is about so-and-so or such-and-such, and then put an internet address. I posted a whole long list of internet URLs, websites, that is a research resource list for people who are engaged in particular types of research. You can do that because that's useful to everybody. But you know how ridiculous it would be if everybody every day posted just one internet web address and just advised everybody else to go see it? No. No. If you want to compile a big long list of applicable internet addresses for someone who is going to be researching a certain subject or project or something, post it. Everybody can download it, put it to the side. If they're doing some research and they're looking for a particular website that might furnish some information, they can refer to that, and it becomes a valuable tool. But there have been some people who, when as soon as they join the list, and you know, you've seen it,
yeah.
Every day, 8 or 10 references to some website somewhere. Forget it, folks. Yes, Gene.
So the other thing is, some people take things off of a website and they leave all the HTTP stuff and that formatting in there. When there is a program, it'll clean all of that up and give you a clean copy.
You don't want to clean it up. That's called documentation. That proves that you really got it from that website. We want to know that. How do we know where it came from unless that's in there? You understand what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
That's how you document and source it. Or if you want to, you want to take it out and put it in a word processor and edit it and clean it up, and then at the top say, I obtained this information from blah, 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 blah. You can do that too.
Well, what I mean is,
some people don't have time to do it.
When you leave it in the original formatting for the website.
It shouldn't be.
He's talking about the HTML course.
Yes, he's got all the.
Well, then you're using the wrong program to get that, because when you get it, it should be clean. Should be plain text. Yeah, you need some help from somebody that knows what to do. And John can help you with that. Computers are strange animals. It sometimes takes a while to learn what you're doing. But, you know, if you're having problems of some kind, it's okay to send private email messages to members of this, say, I'm having problems, you know, can you help me? And if they can, they will. If they can't, they'll say, no, I can't help you, but maybe so-and-so can. But make sure you keep it in private email. Yes, sir.
I find it aggravating when someone sends things in my format.
Yes, and that's another rule of the list. Don't post anything to this list in other than plain text, period. If it's not in plain text, or you can't send it in plain text, don't post it. We don't want MIME. We don't want WordPro, you know, because we all don't have that. And some email programs will not convert MIME into text. So every program out there can handle plain text, and that's all we want on the list. That's it, period. Okay, gang? Now, if you're going to be a member of this organization, you need a computer. And if you haven't got one now, get one. And if you're afraid of computers, get over it. And if you don't know anything about computers, learn. That's what I had to do. That's what everybody else had to do. But the fact of life today is you need a computer. You need a computer to deal with information. You need a computer to store information. You need a computer to send us information and to receive information from us. You need a computer to be able to write up your reports and articles. And we want you to do that. I want to see every one of your name as a byline in Veritas newspaper, or as the source of a report on the news of the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. okay? Empower yourself. Don't be helpless. Don't say, I can't. I can't means you built a brick wall of your own making and you are a prisoner in your own mind. Don't do that to yourself. There's plenty of people out there who would like to imprison you. Why do you want to imprison yourself? We're all about freedom. Be free. Free yourself. Help us. And by helping us, you'll be helping yourself. You'll become a better person. Look at Michelle Marie Moore. When I met her, she'd never written anything in her life. Didn't know she could write. Didn't know she could research. Didn't know she could investigate. I started off just giving her little jobs. And when I found out she could do those jobs and excelled at it, I would give her a harder one. And pretty soon she was a station chief. And then that bomb blew up. And I said, the ball's in your park, baby, because I'm not there. You take it and you run with it. And she did. And then we compiled so much information, I told her we've got to write a book. And she assumed that I was going to do it. I said, Michelle, you're going to write that book. She said, oh, no, I'm not. I don't know how to write. I can't write. Well, I've been getting all these reports from her, see? And I knew that this woman was a natural writer, but she didn't know it. Somebody had convinced her that she wasn't worth much. Now she knows she is. And the same thing can happen to you. Believe me. You have talent, you haven't explored, you don't even know what you're capable of. And everybody in this room is capable of doing things beyond your wildest imagination and doing them better than anybody else. You just have to get past that block that's been built up over the years, that you've either convinced yourself or other people have convinced you that you're not worth it or you can't do it or something. Whatever you want to do, you can do. And if it's up to me, you will do.
Bill?
Yes, sir.
As we're moving into a new service, a lot of the information that we deal with is copyrighted.
Yes.
What about the legalities involved there?
As long as it's posted to the list and not published, it's fine. We're using it as resource material. Okay? You can take copyrighted material and use the information to write an original article from several different sources, including that source.
Well, I think you spoke of selling information.
No. What we sell is our analysis and reports. That will be on some other list. I can't sell somebody else's copyrighted information. If they tried to sell mine, I'd be very upset. In fact, a lot of people do sell mine on a regular basis all over the country, and you all know it. One reason I'm going after them is because they're helping us. You see, I'm not about the money. If I was, I'd be a billionaire by now because I know how to get rich. I have learned over the years how to make more money than I could ever deal with in my lifetime. It's very simple. You find out what people want to hear, and you write books telling them that they're right about that, and that they're wonderful, and tell them what they want to hear, and they will throw money at you. But that's not what we do, is it? We tell them the truth, and it pisses them off, and they don't throw that money at us. But if you want to get rich, that's the secret. You find out what people want to hear, and you tell them that. And they'll love you, and they'll flood you with money. That's what Schuller does in the Crystal Cathedral. Listen to him on Sunday morning. Where do you think all that money came from? It came from getting up and telling people how wonderful they are and how empowered they are and what great things they have achieved that week and about the power of possibility thinking, which is just another twist on the old Freemasonic thing of Norman Vincent Peale's power of positive thinking. It's the same old bullshit all over again. And he's rich. And he built this Crystal Cathedral. And they flock there by the millions every year and throw money at it. You can do the same thing. You want to get rich real fast? Do it. Go stand on a street corner and start telling people what they want to hear. Pretty soon, you'll have a crowd that will stop traffic downtown. And they'll be throwing money at you. That's not what we're about. And no, we won't sell people's copyrighted information. We'll use it as source material and documentation for what we write and sell. Our original news stories. Which is your job as reporters. It's your job to take the information, research, and write articles that inform and awaken people to the truth. Any questions?
Are we going to get advertisers for Veritas?
Yes, we are.
Good.
In fact, I hope that Veritas can be supported sometime in the future strictly by advertising. And we will never, ever, if an advertiser comes to me and says, we're going to pull our ad if you continue to print those kinds of stories, I'm going to say, no, you're not, because you're out of here, bud. You're never going to advertise in this newspaper again. Bye. Sayonara. Adios, amigo. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out. See?
Love it.
Okay, now, I've sort of given you this information to let you know that you need a computer. And because you need a computer, the next speaker is going to educate you about computers the best he can in the time that's allotted to him, which is this morning up till noon, and then afternoon up until the radio broadcast. So, Mr. John Ponder, these people belong to you.
All right.
Give John a big hand. He's been with us for a long time. He was our Texas state station chief. He has interface between the intelligence service and the Second Continental Army Republic and all the militias in the state of Texas. And he may seem like an unassuming, gentle fellow, but you dress him up in full field gear and give him a rifle and he'll kick your butt in 10 seconds flat, I guarantee it. If he don't, then you're mean.
Or Irene Little. By the way, those of you who, I'm John Ponder, those of you who haven't met my wife Irene and are a little afraid to ask, she has Friedrich's ataxia. And if you go back and you find somebody says, oh, I'm afraid, or I can't, just tell them you met Irene. She does a lot. She's not afraid. She's the light of my life. I've been in this field, a high-tech field, for a long time. I've worked on robotic stackers that were 80 feet tall, DOD projects, a lot of industrial. Right up here. Okay. There we go. A lot of industrial stuff. I've sort of been a high-tech mercenary. If they wanted it fixed and were willing to pay, I'd do it. Along the way, computers came along. Other than what we were using in industry, they mainly were, before bookkeeping, they were used for industrial control. And a while back, IBM and TI both came out with a personal computer based on an 8088 processor called PC. And that opened the door for a lot of power to people. A CPA friend of mine bought one of the first IBM PC machines. I don't remember if it had a hard drive in it or not. It did have one floppy and a monochrome monitor. He paid $5,000 for it. But it beat what he had paid $50,000 for. It was the size of a refrigerator. So the PCs have continually grown, gotten more powerful. You need one to compete with it. You can publish literature. You can generate your own mailing list. You can print your own greeting cards. You can keep track of your calendar events. They're a very powerful tool. You need to think of them as a tool. Anybody here need help to start off with? Anybody here need help with an upgrade? You feel your PC is old and you need to bring it up to speed. Okay. First of all, one of my two questions people ask on computers is they need an upgrade. If you don't have probably an earlier, say, PC that is probably technology that's 6 months old, your best bet is to either sell that machine or trade it off or relegate it to one of your children or something, or for a process that you want to, doesn't require much power, you want to leave it as a little separate process. The new motherboards for the new Pentium processors are so fast that all of the hardware in your old system is useless. It will not work with the new systems. Most of it, you're going to be left with just the chassis by the time you finish. Your floppy drive won't work. The older floppy drives won't work. The older hard drives won't work. Some of your video cards, it might work, but these days they are so cheap, you might as well get an upgrade. So your best bet, if you say you have a 386 machine, or even a 486 machine, your best bet is probably to sell it, trade it, or like I say, relegate it to one of your kids, sort of a hand-me-down. When I first put a PC in the house, first thing I noticed was after the family found out what it would do, I lost the use of it. I had to wait until after midnight, everybody went to bed, then I could get on it. So the first thing I did when I could was relegate that one to them. I bought the next better computer, and from then on, had whenever I do an upgrade, I just move that one down to them, and I get the better one. So on most of your upgrades, your best bet, relegate that out. There's two different ways you can get a new PC. You can either just buy from a major supplier, manufacturer. There are IBM, which now sells through Radio Shack and their Aptiva brand. There is Gateway, and I've had some problems with the newer Gateway, so I'm not really going to endorse them. Compaq comes to mind, a bit pricey, but they have always built a quality machine. Dell is another good one. All of these companies generally have a good reputation standing behind their machine. In other words, if you have a problem with it, they will either fix it or replace it. If you want to save some money, and then we'll go into this in a little more detail, you can go to what's called an independent operation, a mom-and-pa shop. In the beginning of PCs, they were very prolific. I mean, every street corner, somebody was trying to make money off computers. When the big catalog merchandisers came out, they disappeared. They couldn't compete. Well, now they got so big that and the public became more educated in PCs, so the local mom-and-pop shops have come back into place. You're probably going to have to go to a larger city to find the competition you need. If you're dealing with a mom-and-pop shop, you need to check around with people who use PCs to find out if this place has a good reputation. You need to check them out. Better Business Bureau, whatever you can do to find out, do these people have a good reputation? If they sell me something that doesn't work, will they not give me any hassle trying to get it replaced? Because PCs are very complex machines. They will give you, you will eventually have some service problem. Generally on new equipment, there is a 24-hour period that is the highest failure rate. You get past 24 hours, there's another week of using the machine. past that point. If you get past that, the next stage is about 90 days. You get past that, generally, unless lightning hits it, your machine's going to stay working. We noticed this in our failure analysis when I used to work for Compuag. At one time, Compuag was neck and neck with Dell themselves. We did about $1 to $2 million worth a day. And I've heard it all. I mean, we had, I was walking through an area and had a tech support guy fall backwards out of his chair laughing. He said, a customer called in and said, we bought your memory board. It won't, and it doesn't work. So the tech says, well, what machine is it? And he gave a number of a Radio Shack computer. And he thought a minute and he said, well, wait a minute. Radio Shack's chassis is 2 inches too short for our boards, for a full-length car. He said, yes, I know. We sawed 2 inches off to make it fit. And he wanted to know why our new memory board didn't work. So we wrote it off. I said, the guy just fell backwards out of his chair. So like I say, it's, but you can get into computers very easily. The software these days is a lot friendlier to use, but you need to be cautious. There is so much stuff out there. Everybody's trying to make a buck because it's in a slick package. Do not believe it. Do not believe what you read in the PC magazines, because on one page you'll read the review from the PC magazine. You turn 3 or 4 pages down, there's a 2-page ad from the same company. They pay big bucks for that ad. Do you think that PC magazine is going to give any kind of a bad review? So you need to be cautious. You need to check with other people. What have they used? And a lot depends on what you're going to do. Are you going to be doing word processing? Are you going to be using it for the internet? We'll get into that. Like I say, you can buy PrintShop has been a long time writer of greeting card software, and also you need a quick sign to post on the gate, make it look real neat. PrintShop's the way to go. They have just continued to increase in complexity and features. They were pretty crude in the beginning. Now you can, a lot of people manufacture paper you can buy to, once you've printed your greeting card and you fold it 4 ways, it looks just like you went to the store and bought it. And you can customize it from front to back, even put your, it was manufactured by you on the back of it. Some people build them and make them and sell them. So there's a lot you can do. Let's talk about building one right quick. I'm going to pass this around. This is a Cyrex 686 processor. This is the heart of your PC, the brains, if you will. And this one's broke. By the way, do not buy these. These were touted to be the equivalent of the Intel Pentiums, better performance. I had nothing but grief out of it, and got a lot of reports back that other people were having problems. So, again, don't believe the salespeople. And the other rule is do not be the first on the block to have the latest product. If Creative Labs comes out with a brand new sound card and promises wonders of the world with it, don't believe it. Wait a while. Yeah, never buy serial number one, software or hardware. Let somebody else play with it. Intel's got a new, that MMX technology, and they've got a lot of advertising on it. MMX stands for Multimedia Extra. Their processor supposedly has capabilities of producing better sound quality sound and video, faster video, but that is only for programs who have written specifically for that MMX technology. So if your programs aren't written for NMX, and nobody but, you know, maybe one or two people might actually write. I've seen that happen. New hardware come out, got to have new software to run it.
That's it, folks. We'll continue with John Ponder's lecture on tomorrow's broadcast. Good night, and God bless each and every single one of you.
This is my daddy's station. I'm Pooh, classic radio like you always wished it could be. 101.1 FM, Eager.
101.1 FM is owned and operated by the Independence Foundation Trust as a non-profit community service.
This is the Voice of Freedom. Listening to the Worldwide Freedom Radio Network. Be sure and tune in at 6 Pacific, 9 East.